This is Sam. I am so thankful that you came to teachbible.org. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org. I want to discuss with you a very sincere and profound question many people asked throughout the human history. The question is, will God forgive me? Dear beloved, you may be feeling bad, guilty, and ashamed because of what happened in your life, don't you? You guess what? You are not alone. We all need forgiveness from God. Especially today, you came to this right place at the right time. You heard it right. You can get forgiveness from God and you can move forward with His wonderful and beautiful plan for you. In fact, God loves you and He is eager to forgive you and include you in His wonderful plan for the rest of your life. God wants you to know this. That God loves you so much that He deeply cares and committed to you. Forgive means to pardon or completely erase something recorded against you by a holy God due to your sins or wrongdoings. Now, think with me about a big brush, a brush that cleanses what is written against you on a whiteboard. Once the brush wipes the words, it's all gone from the board, right? No more there to see. God will forgive your sin exactly like a brush erases and cleanses it all. Not because we deserve it. Bible says we don't really deserve His forgiveness. Do you know, not only you, Bible says all are sinned and fall short of the glorious standards of God. Now you may say to me, that you don't really know what I did. I really did something too horrible and bad. But the truth is this, in the sight of a purely holy God, all sins, small, terrible, large, are all sins. Sin is sin, large or small. No sin is too big for God to forgive. Bible says, there is not a righteous man on this earth who does what is right and never sins. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 20. I want to discuss with you the second point, the first step of forgiveness. The first step to receive God's forgiveness is to tell Him about it and agree with God that you sinned. We can read this in the life experience of David. David, the king of Israel, reports in Psalm chapter 32 verses 3 to 5. He says there, "When I kept quiet about my sin, my bones wasted away from crying all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as in the hot summer. Then I told my sin to you. I did not hide my wrongdoing. I said, I will tell my sins to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." End of quote. Therefore, the first step is to tell God about your sin and agree with God that you broke His divine law. You see, David did not acknowledge his sin to the Lord for a period of time. He tried his best to hide it. He says during this time period, when he kept quiet about his sin, his bones wasted away from crying all day long. His strength was dried up as in a hot summer. God's hand was heavy upon David. Then one day he decided to talk to God about his sin. He decided not to hide it anymore. He agreed to God about his sin and asked God's forgiveness. This is recorded in Psalm chapter 51. He said to God this, "O God, favor me because of your loving kindness. Take away my sin because of the greatness of your loving pity. Wash me inside and out from my wrongdoing and make me clean from my sin. For I know my sin, and my sin is always in front of me. I have sinned against you, and you only. I have done what is sinful in your eyes." End of quote. David's heart was broken and sad, and he was full of remorseful. Is your heart broken and sad and remorseful? God places in your sacrifice of broken and contrite heart. David said in Psalm 51 verse 17, he said this, "My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will never despise." End of quote. Give your repentant and broken heart to God now. That is a sacrifice God will never ignore or close His eyes on. He will be pleased fully and completely in the sacrifice of your broken and contrite heart. This leads us to the third point. God will make you joyful and happy again. David testified after he got forgiveness from God in Psalm chapter 32 verse 5. He said this, "The Lord forgave the guilt of my sin." End of quote. In verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 32, David shares his happiness and joy. Why? Because the Lord forgave his sins when he talked to God about his sins. He says there, "How happy is he whose wrongdoing is forgiven and whose sin is covered. How happy is the man whose sin the Lord does not hold against him." End of quote. You see, his joy and happiness are restored to him because God forgave his sins and the God won't remember it anymore. It is gone forever and it will never come back and haunt him again. Bible says God covered his sins with his forgiveness. Once you receive God's forgiveness, he assures this. He says, "For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more." You can be totally happy and joyful and move forward in his plan again. Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12. You know, Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13 this, "People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn away from them, they will receive mercy." End of quote. See, concealing and hiding sin is not good for your joy, health, and future. Confessing and then turning away from doing it, you will be awarded God's mercy and grace. When God grants you forgiveness upon your repentance about it, he expects you to turn away from your sins and live for him. He will help you with his power to come out of your sins and addictions. Please ask God's help to live for him every day. Listen what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1 verses 8 to 10. It says there, "And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, makes our lives clean from all sin. If we tell him our sins, he is faithful and we can depend on him to forgive us all our sins. He will make our lives clean from all sin. If we say that we have not sinned, then we make God a liar." End of quote. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that makes your life clean again. You see, beloved, when you tell God about your sins and ask his forgiveness, God applies the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, to make you clean and white again. It says above, God is faithful and we can depend on him to forgive our sins if you come to him and agree with him our sins and seek his forgiveness. This leads us to the next point, fourth point. Why does God forgive? Why God forgives you and me? The reason why God forgives you and me when we ask him forgiveness is not because of any merit on our side. We don't have any merit at all. The only ground, basis, or reason he forgives you is because of Jesus Christ's cruel death on your behalf for all of your sins on the cross of Calvary. Nothing else. You know, God being holy, to forgive your sins, the price, a ransom, had to be paid. No man can ever pay a price to God for their sins. Now, do you want to hear the good and marvelous news? The price or the ransom, the payment is paid in full. The price of your sins is paid by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, by his cruel and tragic death on the cross. He shed his holy, sinless, and pure blood for the forgiveness and cleansing of your sins. That is why 1 John chapter 1 verse 8 says, when you ask God the forgiveness of your sin, small or large, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, makes your life clean again. You are awarded forgiveness upon your confession of your sins based on Jesus Christ's merit and his shed blood for the remission and removal of your sins. My dear friend, I don't want to ask you what you did. Do you know what? I don't even care about what you did. You may have done something very, very serious that hurt another person or many other people. You may have deeply hurt your dear parents, friends, or family. But I assure you this today now, God will forgive you right now if you pray for forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ. And then you can move forward in God's wonderful and beautiful plan for the rest of your life. God forgives and gives you new beginning with all excitements and hopes again. You can surrender and submit the rest of your life for Him. Read the Bible and join a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church in your area, in your neighborhood, and start life new and fresh again with the fresh love and grace of God. This leads us to the final point, fifth point. I will help you to get God's forgiveness in a small prayer now. You can pray after me now if you want God's forgiveness. Please repeat after me. Father in heaven, I come to you and confess my sins to you. Now, please go ahead and tell what you did to the Lord. I will wait for a second. My heart is broken and sad, and I repent and turn away from my sins today. Please forgive me, Lord. I believe Jesus Christ died, buried, and resurrected for my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord now. Please save me. I pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer with the authority of the Bible, I say that you are born again into God's family. Your sins are forgiven. You have eternal life. And you are blessed by Jesus Christ, the living God in heaven. Please do me a favor. Go to www.teachbible.org and send me a note. Or you can go to Facebook page, teachbible.org, and send me a note. I will be thrilled to hear from you. And I'm waiting to hear from you. Please send me a note. Or you can go to Twitter, teachbible.org, and then send me a note, okay? And I love you, and may the good and loving Lord richly bless you today and for the rest of your life. And may the good Lord use you for His purposes in the days to come. God bless you. Thank you.